A little bit up in the air, but
okay. Three best locker.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're holding in Perik Yud Gimel over here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. B'zeh Perik Nevayah Lecha Ki Oysam Shechoshvu Ki Yisran HaChochem Zeritzen Zeratorah Ben Shechochem Zeritzen Ma'ayonois Ma'ayonois B'dvar Machshuvim Gagalgalim B'nimtzer Machshuvim. I'm going to explain to you that according to those shitas who say that the outside chachamim say that the main part of the chachmas atayrah, the important chachma lies in the chachma that deals with metaphysics. Really, the Torah mayenes v'dor hashvam apchusim, whereas the Torah deals with relatively unimportant, insignificant, you know, mundane matters. Lefika chashu katzlochi basagz nimtzay machshuvim. It's interesting because even I guess the connotation of theology, when we speak of theology, we speak of a something sort of metaphysics. Very few people would associate theology with axe and goring each other. Aval achshivas yatera b'meshi gzeres Hashem yisparach hayshon v'aburim kusherachnu zaperknas chabir. So I explained to you in the previous parak, and now we're going to add a beer over here. Da katera tatmimo takib gankin b'chol asogis leitech sakolbei. Torah includes all elements of asogis. V'im kinira b'ene adam k'divra atera heim k'bedvarim pchusim v'shvolim. Emaz etmiya. In a certain sense, we need to draw an analogy between Torah and people. Torah has in itself the format that Adam has, which is as follows. A person lives in the physical world, in the lower physical world, despite having an neshama that comes very high up. And he has tzelem lekim that illuminates him, which is the highest dagger. Kach hem mitzvos haTorah. Im shem dvarim gashmim. Even though mitzvos haTorah are physical entities, yesh lam soid pnimi shayim b'rumah shel olam. They have an inner pnim. So just like there's a neshama to a person, and the person himself is very physical, and the neshama is ruchni, so to entire itself, you have the sort of physical shell and some sort of pnim. So now the whole question of being that Torah is so mundane and unimportant to how you zeicha, it's simply not true. It's like it's just like a person. If you do good to a person, we say that since it's a chelak kaimi mal, the act has tremendous significance to it. So too when we mesiaches to a person in neshama to Torah, kashayla zoisi gam kik mashayla adam. I'm going to ask you, if a person has lungs and a heart and a liver and kidneys, how do lungs, heart, and liver and kidneys enter Olam Haba? Even though a person is physical, but he contains something which is extremely spiritual. It's you're right. The physical self of the person would not be the kiram haba, rather be the neshama. V'chein im shemitzvos haTorah nirash im dvarim pchusim yesh b'mitzvos dvarim alyonim al hakol. So even though mitzvos haTorah look kind of mundane, but they have in themselves dvarim alyonim al hakol magiim ar olam haba ad shemitzvos haTorah shemchuyavadim lifol. So same thing is true. The mitzvahs, the way they come to us are in the most physical self, and they reach to a very, very high dargah. I want to add another. Once he's making the parallel, let's add a very important point. When we speak about the person's physical and ruchnistic self being together, so we could talk about it just kind of, I guess, it's kind of very incidental. You happen to have a guf and somehow an Hashem is tagged onto it artificially. That's the reality and that's all there is to it. Okay. There's a second darga, a second point, and that is that the guf is the guf itself is the vehicle for acting on the neshama in this world. So it's not just a cover where you happen to have it and so on. But the experience that I experience, Lamashal, if I experience Onik Shabbos with my physical body, the Onik Shabbo makes an pesha my neshama. The taiva as an abstract entity makes an impression on my neshama. The neshama is affected not by the etzem chon that I ate, or the taiva or whatever it is. The chon, the neshama is affected by the sense of tainug that I derive from it, and so on. All of the physical experiences, so lamashal, the ava a person feels for someone else when he transfers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's avas Hashem. So there's the physical self actually leaves its impression on the ruchnistic self. They're connected in that way. The same thing is true by Torah. When I am learning Torah Lamitasai, even if I'm learning what we would call nigla, I'm learning, you know, Torah, not the Nista Shabbai, not the Pnimi Shabbai, I still, the emes derived there fits the emes in that so-called ruchnistic entity. I want to add one more vart. There's a famous vart in Chabad, I think it's said over a lot, I think in Baal Shem Tov's name, that when a person, maybe it's about time he says it, when a person eats food, so the question is, I understand how a piece of bread nourishes my guf, but how does that nourish my neshama? What does my neshama get from it? So the answer is that a piece of bread also has in itself the breadiness, and it has in itself the Dvar Hashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi bread, when he brought bread into the world. I think they're based on the pasuk Olam Hashem Dvarach Nitzav Hashemayim, that in everything in the Bria, you have simultaneously a physical entity, and you have a pnimistik Dvar Hashem Tziva Hashem, and it's that pnimistik Dvar Hashem Tziva Hashem that feeds and nourishes the neshama. So the composite elements of whatever it is that I am, whatever it is that I'm ingesting, it breaks into parts, and the physical part of it feeds my guf, the moruchnistic part feeds my neshama. Ulekach svir le letana schar mitzvah al malecha ki lemaylam regis hamitzvah nimesh shalahem en roya shaytasun schar mitzvah olam hazeh zulus mitzvah shetoyb lebriyas. So he thought that the only mitzvahs that it's possible to give schar are those mitzvahs like Benom Chaveri. Kol kol shel shomer kibud avein los chasana v'ashalom mitoch shem tovus aru shabalom hazeh roa shel chapez olam hazeh v'loy ken shar mitzvah olam haba. Since these mitzvahs have in themselves a physical component, so the physical component of toiv is what gives a person schar in this world. So again, it's going to be parallel. The chelik of the chelik of the mitzvah that's focused on people is going to be molded that good. Now he quotes a Zohar Barichus, and this is This is a famous, very, very famous Zohar. It's actually last week's Sedra. And it deals with understanding the stories in the Torah. And the Zohar says something which sounds quite radical, but we'll explain it. B'medrash Hanela. Amar Shimon. Shimon said, Vailo Barnash. The Oma the Ho'iraisa Osalach Zosi Pur Ba'alma Milad Yoita. Woe unto the person who says that the Torah is coming to tell us stories. The Hochi, if that were true, Afilu Bezimna Do Ananyochla Mevet Bedoiraisa Milad Yoita Beshvach Yasmikulan. If we wanted to, we could have also written stories and probably better. The ilachzo mila da alma, if it's coming to teach us mila da alma, afilu inun kafsir da alma, is beneo milin iloin yaseira. That even in the people, in the talented people in the world, could do a better job. So let's commission some gifted and talented writers to make a beautiful Torah. Ella, kol milin deraisa milin iloyin verozin iloyin. All the words of Torah are sodos. Tochazi, take a look. Alma ilo v'alma tatoi bechad miskalei taklu. The higher worlds and the lower worlds were created in one mishkal, with one weight. Yisrael letata, malach eloy leila. Yisrael here and malachim lamala. Let's just talk about this a second. This actually is a description. When it says both worlds were created with one mishkal, a mishkal is a weight, obviously, but it's more in the sense of ratio, proportion. It's mishkal in this context means when I weigh different options, and I say, okay, I'll go with this, I'll go with that, whatever. That's called what mishkal. So, it means basically with the same structure of what's good and what's bad and what's priority, that was used to create elyonim and tachtonim equally well, and therefore Torah can speak of the small world of and really rely on the big world. It's just like, let's give an analogy to it. When I tell you things that are true of something 100 meters long, then it certainly doesn't mean that it would be true if it were 10 meters long or 1,000 meters long. I'm giving you an absolute number as being significant, and therefore that's the only thing I'm giving you. Where I give you an appropriate proportion. In other words, I use an angle. So an angle can be true in the most minute of spaces and in the largest of spaces, because it's telling me really a sort of proportion between two lines, how they're raised or lowered. It has nothing to do with etzem thing itself. So here also, the two worlds were created in the same proportions, and mainly you could use one to understand the other. So divrei Torah, the stories in the Torah, have the elements correlate exactly the way what we're trying to tell is. Malachi lo exibu oise malachav ruchois, hay basari lo. The Bishor Shenach Sin Litzata, where Malochim come down to this world, Mislapshu B'Levush Layalma, they dress in garments as well. Notice they look like beings, they look like human beings. V'i Loi Mislapshu B'Levush Kegab Layalma, and if they wouldn't have donned physical gear of this world, Lo Yachl Lemekim by Alma B'Lesov Alma, they would not be able to live in this world, and the world would not tolerate them. In other words, to be able to tolerate this world, we need to have a levush of this world. This truth is many, many ofanim. In other words, if I want to make myself understood, then I need to say my message with items and elements that make sense in this world. But it doesn't mean that doesn't exist in this world. It doesn't make sense. So he says, but if it doesn't dress up in this in garments world, it's not going to have a kesha. Same thing is true. In other words, even divrei chachma, if I don't find a way to express it, it's not going to make a roshim. If this is true, malachim, I raise the bar lo bar alma kulu. If this is true, malachim, it's certainly true of the Torah. The kim the nacht says lahi alma ilav the v'slav shel vushai alma leochel alma lemispal. Had Torah not dressed itself up in a more physical garment, the world could not contain it. Now, what's fascinating here is that we're nominally he's saying if it couldn't survive in this world if it wasn't there. It almost sounds as if the Torah itself would be harmed in some way. Once it comes to this world, the world could not tolerate it. It would be too much kedusha for the world, and the world could not contain it. That's why the story of the Torah is Torah also. In other words, it's a levush of Torah. If a person looks at the garment and says, this is it, Gal Nechavabita means open my eyes to be able to look under the garment of the Torah, and I'll understand the emes pnimi shabai. Tochazi is levusher is chazi kula v'inen tipshun kat chomo lebarnash levusher is chazilon shfira lemistake yoysa. There are some levushin that look very much befitting the person, and when he wears that, it's as if they're just dealing with the person, not with the levush. So the mitzvahs are gufa Torah. You can't play around with the mitzvahs. You can't give it ulterior meanings and so on. High gufa mislapsha belavushin the inu sipurin the high alma. Tipshin the alma let me start with high levusha. Tipshim only look at the levush. The yosipa the raisa. Lo yadiyas they don't know from more. Lo mistakla ba me the iut chayis high levush. They don't bother to look under the levush. In the yad and yesa, those who know more, let me stack them levush. Don't even look at the levush. I love begu for the etchoyes levusha. They look at the person that's underneath all these levushim. The chakimin abdi the malki lo in the kaimatur the Sinai. Those chachamim who are real Avdei HaMelech, and they come from us. They were at Har Sinai. Lo mistak lo v'nishmasa. They look only at the neshama of Torah, which is the third madrega. The iu ikra de kula reisa mamish. That's the ikra of it all. Or the alma zim ra'asis minin listak listakolav nishmasa nishmasa the reisa. Tochazi, hochi nami le'ela is levusha v'gun nishmasa. So to lemalo you have a levush, a nefesh, and a neshama. V'nishmosa l'nishmosa. Shmaya v'cheleihon ilin levusha. V'knesses, so the all the things that we have around, that's the levush. Knesses Yisrael do gufa. Knesses Yisrael is the guf itself. L'makbol l'nishmosa di deferes Yisrael. V'ado iyo gufa l'nishmosa. Nishmas Mishas of the Moran Dot the Ferris Israel, the Erasa Mamish, the Nishas of the Shmosa, the Eu Atika Kadisha, Kulacha Dobe Hotta. Those are two different Madregas, Atika Kadisha and the Tiferes Yisrael he talks about, but we can leave that alone. Vayle inu chayvi, won't those that amri de reisel av iol sipur balma, that think the Torah is only the story. Vinu mistakib levush rav liyasa, that's all they look at. They don't even bother to try to understand it. Valdo leipoed istakola b'madi istachs levusha valdo kol inun milin. Kol inu sipur levushinu ad kanashayi. So that is the Derech Zohar that says that anyone that reduces Torah to just the stories as they are and so on and so forth is he's being oiker the chelak of the neshama to it and so on. What is look at the Zohar over here, basically his schemes, the scheme of everything is levush, guf, and nefesh, and we're supposed to dehair the nefesh rather than the guf and so on of the stories. Rishonim speak very strongly, and it's certainly not a stira, but it's a stira sometimes the way people take it, that even though we're allowed to say that different parts of Torah refer to different a metaphysical story behind the story of the Torah, that's fine to say, but what you can't deny is that it factually happened. But you must believe the Torah is a factual account. You can also believe that the Torah chose to tell us about certain events because they carry much, much deeper meaning than simple meaning, just a little story that happened and so on. It's all there to teach, and that's the Messiahs to it. So the flip side of believing that it's only the stories is believing that it's only the message. Either case is not good. If a person believes that it's only the message and not the story, he's carved to being kofer. He's being kofer in Torah Hashem. This the Torah we have is Torah. On the other hand, the other person has squeezed out any life from it. There's no neshama to it. Okay. So he says nominally the Zohar is talking about the Agarata in the Gemara, Kabbalah in Gemara, but it's academic. He says no, the oil and mitzvahs need to come out. Behem hamitzvus hagashmis, ukemoy shebar adam sheba yetzalam alekayin nivdol, kach zoyseres adam, even shekol derea dvar mal yoinim heim einuv dvar megashmiin. So just like a person, we say that person the sham is chelik al kaimamish, but his guf, we say it's blocking it. The same thing is true about behavior also. So even though nominally it's the more concrete and physical seichel that's going to make the kesha, but lemaisa, it pulls the person up all the way, or pulls the person all the way in. Okay, now he brings, so let's, basically what he's saying is that Torah is grasped by us in its outermost layer. So just like, let's give an analogy. When a person is holding a Sefer Torah, he's always holding it by the outside, by what's wrapped around it, and not the thing itself. Here also, the everything, whatever person grabs or grasps, it's by holding the outside, and b'meil the inside is calling it. So aval tamu ki uveperik pnei ear. It says Amar of Parnach ha'oches sefer Torah arum nikva arum. If a person holds a sefer Torah while he's naked or it is naked, he's buried naked. So he says umukel hashem arum lo yisem mitzvah. Doesn't mean naked. Literally, it means he's naked of this mitzvah. V'yesh leiva lama nikva arum lo yisem mitzvah b'hamel sadafka. Why is this metaphor being called buried arum with applied to this only? I mean, it applies to every mitzvah. If a person doesn't blow shayfa, so he's naked of shayfa. What's the issue? If a person doesn't give tzedakah, he's naked from the mitzvah tzedakah. Avlatam, ki kishem shatoyer ba'atzen lebo boilem el b'malbush. V'lei hefshe sheyeh ha'odom oches b'torah kimadi malbush ha'torah. What it's telling me is the bigger picture, that just like a person needs to have the Malbush HaTorah in order for him to function in a ruchnistic way, so he says over here it's a very beautiful way of learning up the Chazal. I mean, this is an anomaly dry halacha that if you touch it naked, you'll be buried naked. The Gemara says, "What do you mean naked?" And the answer is, he doesn't have this mitzvah. So, it's very straight. So he says, the holding the Sefer Torah, it has a zilum aset to the person, and just like an neshama can't function without a guf, holding on to Sefer Torah without any physical entity is a chutzpah, and memela there's no Sefer Torah ksuva. If you hold Sefer Torah ksuva, he's without a cloth around it. He's lost the mitzvah totally. In achizah is a mitzvah. Kim she'in achizah l'teira kimadei malbush gashmi. He no longer can have Torah because he's rejected the Malbush Gashmi. L'chein nikor mafalo is a mitzvah. Shachiz l'teira Malbush Gashmi ein z'achiza. Kegoin shatoira shibo kivan. Kivan shatoira shibo ilam ein emedes rakadei Malbush. So since it's the very nature of the Torah itself that is born to be that you can't hold on to any of it. You need to hold on through some sort of levush, through some sort of mean. So here it's unique because over here the being buried, the being orum, not orum, really is. It depends on whether or not if the person defied that chiyuv, then the Sefer Torah it doesn't have it. So he says basically it's a combination of two things. This inyan over here is a metzias, that's what's listed, and also a sefer. He says the things that are in this world that are shayach to anything out can only come to this world with some sort of covering. It's interesting, my Rebbe Chaim Shalevitz used to say over the following. He used to say over, I don't remember the beginning, but his piece went like this. He said, a neshama is very holy, isn't it? But if a neshama comes to this world without a guf, it becomes a mazik, and it becomes destructive. So his point was, in this world, being without a levush makes you destructive rather than more spiritual. It's the nature of this world that things need to have an out. And just let's give a mushroom. Let's say a person has a lot of passion. But if he doesn't have what to use it out for, then it becomes destructive. Then he doesn't know what to do with it. Religious feeling, religious sense are things that need to have a way to let it out. If you don't let it out, it creates a churban. It's wild, it's destructive. So Torah can only be held by some other tool that we can connect to. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. We'll. So next week I can do for sure. The 3 weeks after that I can't. In other words, I'm 1 week the yeshiva has a retreat. Another week we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael for 1 or 2 weeks. So Tul Shavasa B'Tam is the next week I can do, and then Shavasa Azikas. So whatever works for you.
Perfect. Yeah, let's plan on doing next week.
Okay, and then there'll be a 3 week break for sure.
Perfect.
Okay, and I hope the move is batzlacha.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Okay, take care. Bye.